You're listening to SBS News.
At a rally in Melbourne, Indian-born engineer Brijesh Batra shares his story of a life left in limbo by bureaucratic red tape.
Very, very uncertain, unstable. We don't know when we will, you know, we will buy the house, when we will feel settled. When I'm 43 by age, so don't know when things will take a good turn, you know. Each decision on day-to-day life is based on, once we get a PR, we will do this, we will do that. Until then, we are not sure what will the future will be, you know.
Migrants on temporary visas have taken to the streets to protest against how long it's taking to get permanent residency.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho! Visa backlogs gotta go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Visa backlogs gotta go!
Chinese-born migrant Pad Tan says he put his documentation in for permanent residency more than 2 years ago.
Nearly 25 months. That's really a long time, yeah. Why, I have no idea why such a long time, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
An analysis by the Migrant Workers Centre paints a grim picture of the quest by new migrants to make Australia truly their own home. Its report finds there has been a six-fold increase in the number of bridging visa holders, with the processing time for the 887 subclass skilled regional visa doubling to 2 years. Those applying for the 186 employer-sponsored visa are waiting around a year, while the centre's chief executive Matt Kunkel says those on 189 skilled independent visas face a 39-month wait time to become a permanent resident.
There are tens of thousands of people around the country still waiting for their visa. We saw people here today, 15 months, 20 months, still waiting and no ability to kind of move on with their lives. So we've got large numbers of people right around the country just waiting by the phone for that call to let them live their lives. They're still considered as foreign residents, despite being in this country for many years, paying tax here for many years. They have none of the benefits of the rest of us enjoy as taxpayers in Australia.
And with more workers needed from overseas to fill labour shortages, there's little relief in sight for the mounting visa queues. Rally organisers have called on the Department of Home Affairs to prioritise the processing of visas for those already living here in Australia, some for up to 5 years. Hania Davis, a community worker for the Migrant Workers Centre, is herself one of those people.
We have to speed up this visa processing times. And we need to start clearing the backlog. We've made our commitments to the government, right? We've done everything right. We've paid our fees to apply. We've gone through the whole process, police checks and work requirements and regional living requirements and everything. We've done it all. It's now time that we get the one thing we've asked for, which is our visa grant.
The Albanese government says it's determined to reduce the backlog left by the coalition and has made tackling it an urgent priority. But the patience of these migrants is wearing thin.
Speed up!
Gareth Borum, SBS News.